Recorded Books presents Broken Harbour by Tana French, narrated by Stephen Hogan.
Chapter 1.
Let's get one thing straight. I was the perfect man for this case. You'd be amazed how many of the lads would have run a mile given the choice. And I had a choice, at least at the start. A couple of them said it to my face. Sooner you than me, man. It didn't bother me. Not for a second. All I felt was sorry for them. Some of them aren't wild about the high-profile gigs. The high-stakes ones. Too much media crap, they say. And too much fallout if you don't get a solve. I don't do that kind of negativity. If you put your energy into thinking about how much the fall would hurt, you're already halfway down. I focus on the positive. And there's plenty of positive there. You can pretend you're above this stuff, but everyone knows the big cases are the ones that bring the big promotions. Give me the headline grabbers and you can keep your drug dealer stabbings. If you can't take the heat, stay in uniform. Some of the lads can't handle kids, which would be fair enough, except that, forgive me for asking, if you can't cope with nasty murders, then what the hell are you doing in the murder squad? I bet intellectual property rights would love to have your sensitive arse on board. I've handled babies, drownings, rape murders, and a shotgun decapitation that left lumps of brain crusted all over the walls, and I sleep just fine, as long as the job gets done. Someone has to do it. If that's me, then at least it's getting done right. Because let's get another thing clear while we're at it. I am bloody good at my job.